Number three, achieving from the religion. Everyone, on the current soul, thinks himself very smart, and he talks with his, fellow man, and very intelligent man. And he has not every such life in business. In business, you go to a storekeeper, he will say, oh, you are my great friend, I am not taking advantage of this money. But you must know that he is taking profit at this 50%. So, this is called cheating propensity. One is not in the knowledge, but he puts forward his theories and theories and so many. By the word, perhaps it may be right. This is called cheating. So, to commit mistakes, to be illusion and cheating propensity, and at last, imperfectness of the senses. Our senses are limited. We cannot see far distant place. We cannot see near. Just like our eyes cannot see the eyelids because it is near. And cannot see the farthest. So, guys also see under certain conditions, in certain perspective positions. Similarly, all our senses are limited. They cannot understand, or it is not possible to understand they are limited by this imperfect illusion and cheating senses. Therefore, Vedic process does not accept that one should endeavor to know the ultimate truth by the exertion of our present senses. We get conditioned by so many ways. Therefore, those who are students in the Vedic literature, they accept authority. That when you are reading Bhagavad Gita, the Bhagavad Gita is being taught by Lord Krishna to you. In authority. And Krishna says that this Bhagavad Gita is taught from time immemorial by disciple success, not by research. As soon as you study Bhagavad Gita by your academic knowledge, without reference to the authoritative description, then you commit mistake. You do not understand what is Bhagavad Gita. But so this, therefore, that this disciple success is now broken. I therefore establish again the disciple taxation as the youth. That means, Arjun becomes the disciple of Krishna, and anyone who understands Bhagavad Gita, following the footprints of Arjun, he can understand rightly what is the purpose of Bhagavad Gita. So all Vedic literature, not only Bhagavad Gita, all the Vedas, there are four Vedas, Sam, Hindu, Nita, Bhagavad. Then there are Upanishads, 108 Upanishads. Out of that, 9 Upanishads are very important. Isha Upanishad, Kato Upanishad, Paitanya Upanishad. So, then again, Vedanta Sutra, then Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, there are various Vedic literatures, and if you are interested, you should be interested. these Vedic literatures are not meant for a particular class of men. It was meant for the human society, so that they may get and conscious of this knowledge and make a perfection of their human life. So, I shall try to speak before you. This is me, one of the instructions of Vedic literature, spoken by Rishabh. So our offering of obeisance to the spiritual master is in accordance with the disciplic tradition of Jnana Vijnana Stat Jnanayana Palamana, the Sut Nidam Deva, the personality who opens the eyes by the source of knowledge. That's my singularity. I offer my respect to the Vijnana Deva and to the spiritual master. So, here is a speech by Rishabh. Rishabh is accepted as incarnation of Godhead, and long years ago he appeared on the earth and was father of the King Bharat, under whose name this planet is called Bharatma. He has 100 sons, and out of them, Bharat was the eldest. He was very intelligent, so Bhikkhara and Vishabhya entrusted the kingdom to the eldest son, Bharat Maharaj. And before retirement, he was preaching to his son a spiritual instruction, which is regarded to his Narada. And he said, Narayana Deva Deva Adana Niroke Pastan Samar Sarapate Deva Vidhanaji Tapu Vibhama Kutrata Deva Satyam Shuddhe Vidhasma Dhamma Satyam Anadam. He is advising, my dear son, this life is a human form of life. I am Deva, and Deva means God. Na means not. Na, I am Deva. This body is not meant. Deva Bhajan, those who have taken or accepted this material body among them. Now, this is a very significant word. Those who have accepted this material, this is Bhajan. According to Vedic literature, we understand that this material world is only one-fourth manifestation of the complete creation of God. The three-fourth portion of God's creation is spiritual world. That is why in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Ekansana means a part, a fractional part. This material world is a fractional part of the whole creation. You see this universe as far as you can see up to the sky. That is only one universe. And there are unlimited universes. They are clustered together. And that is called material world. and beyond that, clusters of an unlimited number of universes. The level of spiritual time, that is also mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Parat-tat-tat-bhava-anyam-matyar-vasyat-sanatam. Lord says that beyond the material world, there is another bhava, nature. Just like this is material nature. He says, parat-tat-tat-bhava-anyam. Anta means another. There is another nature, which is sanatana. Sanatana means eternal. There is no history of its beginning or there is no end. That is called sanatana, eternal. Eternal means it has no end, no beginning. Nobody knows where it has begun and where it has ended. Nobody knows. That's why the Vedic leader is called sanatana dharma. Because nobody can trace out when this Vedic religion began. That is called Sanatana. Every religion, and in our present experience, it is not a history. Your Christian religion, it is not a history, 2,000 years. Buddhist religion, it is not a history, 2,600 years. Mahayana religion, it has not a history, 1,000 years. But if you trace out many leaders, you cannot fight on this. Yes. There is no death, you cannot fight on. No historian can give. So therefore it is called Sanatana Dharma. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that there is another nature which is Sanatana. Sanatana means there is no history of its creation. But this material creation, as you know, we say God created. God created means before creation God was existing. God created. This very word suggests that before the creation of this possible manifestation, God was existing. Therefore, God is not under this creation. If God is under this creation, then how he can create? He becomes one of the objects of the material creation. So God is not under creation. He is the creator. Before creation, he was existing. That is called Sanatana. That means he is also Sanatana. And there is a spiritual nature, a time, where there are innumerable spiritual planets also. And there are innumerable spiritual living entities also. And some of them, those who are not fit to live in that spiritual world, they are having to say, sent to this material world. The same idea is expressed in Milton's Paradise Lost. So, we all conditioned souls, we are practically living in a place after Paradise Lost. Is it understanding? So here, the specific instruction is that Dehu-bhāyāṁ means we have voluntarily or willingly we have accepted the material law. Actually, we are still so. We should not have accepted this material law. But when we have accepted, how we have accepted, there cannot be any tracing of history. It is not possible. Anadita. Anadita. Nobody can trace out the history when we, the conditioned soul, accepted this material body. అంటే ఉపాదాన్ దట్ ఎనీ వన్ హూ హాజ్ అక్సెప్టెడ్ దిస్ పర్టికులర్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ టు బీ. దేర్ ఆర్ 8,400,000 different forms of lineages. 900,000 species of living entities in the water. Similarly, 2,000,000 species of life in the plants and vegetables. In this way, on the total, there are 8,400,000 of species of life. Unfortunately, this Vedic knowledge is not instructed in any verse, but these are facts. If the Christ is there, very much introduced to make research work. Now, let the researcher, how the Vedic knowledge says that there are 8,400,000 of species of life. Let the botanist test, let the anthropologists are so many departments of knowledge. Let them decide now. Then theory, evolution of the organic matter, they are very much prominent in the educational institutions. But there is Padma Purana and other authoritative Vedic scriptures. They give the magnitude of living entity, their different forms of body, how they are evolving one after another, everything is there. It is not a new thing. But people are giving space only to the Darwin theory. But in the very literature, we have got enough information of this living condition in this material world. So, apart from that, it is said, Guru Bhava means those who have accepted this material form. That means there are many who have not accepted this material form. But we have no experience who has not accepted this material form in this material form. That is there in the spiritual world. These living entities, any one living entities, in so many universes in the material world, or material universe, or material nature, they are only fractional portion of all living entities. Only a fractional portion. Because they are condemned. Those who are in this material world, in this material world, they are bundled. Just as we take another example. Just as in the prison house. The prison house, the population in the prison house, they are bundled by the Lord. But that number is only a fraction of the whole population. Not that the whole population of this state goes to the prison house. Some criminals, who are disobedient to the laws of this state, they are put into the prison house under confinement. Similarly, these conditioned souls within this material world, they are only fractional portion of the old living entities, number of living entities in the creation of God. And because they are disobeyed or declining to obey or abide by the orders of Krishna and God, they have been put into this material. Now, the problem is, if one is sensual, if one is inquisitive and serious, he should try to understand that why I am put into this material condition of life. That should be the inquiry. This is called Brahma Jidra. In the Vedanta Sutra, this is the first inquiry that people should be educated to that standard of life when he will be inquisitive to know, why I am put into this conditional life? What is the condition? I do not wish to suffer. There are three kinds of suffering. Many times I have explained. There are anarchy, adhibhuti, adhidehi. Anarchy suffering means parting into this body and mind. Suppose I am not suffering here today. This is bodily suffering. Or my mind is suffering. Or it will be there. I'm not. Just like animals. Animals, they are always in suffering. But they do not mind. Recently, I was in Hawaii. So, in front of my house, there was a man who was keeping some animals and dogs for service. Not there, but he was training for training the animals and dogs for pleasure. Now I was giving examples to my students. But these animals are standing here and tell them, when your animal tribe are standing here, what? You are meant for these brothers. But he has no intelligence. He cannot go. Even in this latter house also cannot go. So, suffering without knowledge, without knowing it, means animal life. Means animal life. One who cannot understand his suffering and he thinks, oh, I am very well off. I am very well situated. But that is animal concept. That is not human concept. One should be cognizant of his suffering, threefold miseries of this time. One should know there is suffering in birth, there is suffering in death, there is suffering in old age, and there is suffering in disease. And one should be inquisitive. That is real research work. How can I avoid this? How can I avoid birth? We have suffered in giving our birth. As a child, as a baby, in many, within the abdomen of our mother, tightly placed in a airtight bag for 10 months, and I could not move the roof, and there were insects biting me, and could not protect. But we have forgotten this. After coming out, we have God sufferings are there. Mother is taking so much care and love that leaves. It seems the child is crying. Why is that? It has got some suffering. But it cannot express. There are some bugs biting or some pain within somewhere. The child is crying. The mother does not know how to pacify it. See, in this way, our suffering has begun from the womb of our mother. And then, I do not wish to go to school, and forced to go to school. I do not wish to study, the teacher gives me tasks. Instead, just study, analyze your life. It is full of suffering. Full of suffering. But we have no inquiry. We are not no inquiry. This is our education. Therefore, Brahma Sutra says, Adhata Brahma Vidya. Now, if you should inquire, why you are suffering? Is there any remedy for suffering? Then if there is remedy, then you must take it. We must take advantage of the remedy. But you have careless, you do not care for it. This is not so. Therefore, he often says to his son, my dear son, now you have got this opportunity. Out of 8,400,000 thousands of years, this further recovered science. I speak to the American boys. But now he has got very nice body. Very good body, very nice country. We have no kind of poverty. So many ways you are in advantage in the northern nations. So if you apply this instruction of recovering to his son, recovering hope to his son does not mean only to us men for his son. It is meant for the whole human race. So he says that my advice, this body, this nice body, this beautiful body, this perfect body, is not meant for sentiment like it is and dogs and all. He says that Kaskan Tamarna or Hatik did love by hard labor, by hard work, and culminating into self-gratification, simply for that conception. It will spoil our life. It is not very good. Get back instruction to your life of that he was very intensely impressed. But according to Jesus' instruction, he should not spoil his beautiful life simply for self-gratification. Why? Something answer. But that self-gratification process is there, deep beyond. Deep beyond means this 2 liters. What animal is this 2 liters? The home. This kind of self-gratification, what is here and I have, is available in the whole plant. Therefore, you have got so nice, beautiful body, you should not imitate the hog. I was surprised to hear from one of my principal disciples, Ramananda. I was walking in the central park, that the groups of the hippies had begun to worship of even a splendor. Even a splendor, quite a few. This is not very hopeful. You see, after having this nice body, nice country, nice civilization, nice education, the result is forward to you. We will explain to them.
If you have experience, worshiping hogs, many places where we go chanting Hare Krishna, Lord's name, we have experience with groups of young people chanting ha, ha, ha. This is going on in New York City. And also they actually parade with hogs and pigs, and they bow down before the pigs, and they worship the pigs, and they want the hogs to become, they want to run the hogs to president, and they want the hogs to lead them. And it has even gone to such a length that one meeting, it was in Seattle, there was a mass demonstration with hogs where boys and girls and rescue cells and got in the mud and they just played with the hogs and they were living like the hogs and pigs. So they worship.
Well, I want to give you some irony in that.
So anyway, the hog was anticipated a long, long ago. Otherwise, how this would be described in the Bhagavatam, which was compiled at least 5,000 years ago. Anyway, the idea is that beautiful life, beautiful education, beautiful situation should be utilized for beautiful earth. mind that process. We heard that indication process after hard work day and night. It is available in your home. That is not very important. This human form of body is meant for different purpose. And that purpose he explains that Sapurti Bhana Putrata Jina Satyam Shuje Sasma Brahma Kamananda. This human form of body is meant for hostility and strength. His mind in the history of meditators that there was many exalted emperors and kings. He also gave to them get to the practice of hostility and penance. Viva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Amrit Maharaj, Vishnu Maharaj, they are all kings. They are called Radhas. Radhas means, although they are kings, most popular, it means they are great saints. So, the citizen is admired. So, those persons who have a good opportunity of the sinful human form of life, which facilitates for economic welfare, which facilitates for living very nicely, everything, this opportunity we use for better life. Suppose if you profession, or to little balance, just like our students, you know,
thank you.
Turn it over. That's the end of the sentence.
Oh, yes.
On the other side?
Sattva means your existence. I am existing in this body, this material body. But if you take to the hostility process, it is not very troublesome, at all troublesome. It is greater. You can ask our students who are practicing it. They are very much pleased to practice it. So it is not troublesome, it is pleasing. Your existence is purified. And as soon as your existence is purified, the difference between animal life and human life is that human life existence is more purified. He has got better consciousness than the animal. Similarly, if you more purify your existence, you gradually elevate to the spiritual existence, which is completely pure. So, resources and vices, my dear boys, don't spoil your life simply for self-gratification, but voluntarily accept some austerity and benefit, so that your existence will be purified. And when you get your purified existence, you are thinking of happiness. Whatever happiness you are enjoying in this material world, that is only limited. But if you purify your existence and somehow or other be promoted to your spiritual existence, then Brahma Sokam Manantam Brahma. Brahma means the greatest. As I told you from the Vedanta Sutra of Prabhata Brahma Siddhartha, so what is the Brahma Valley? So there is Brahma pleasure. In the Brahma pleasure, there is also dancing. There are young girls, young boys, everything. But the things are all in the pleasure. Whatever we are finding in this material world, the last evening we expressed that it is that perverted reflection of the spiritual world. So if you want unlimited happiness, unlimited knowledge, and eternal life, you should not spoil your deep, very nice opportunity simply for sensitive effect, but as just to accept its life of activity to promote yourself to the spiritual life, then you will get unlimited happiness, unlimited life, unlimited joy. That is it. The summer sunstone by this Krishna consciousness moment. We have got literature and magazines in this respect from this age. We have got our Bhagavad Gita today and teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Srimad Bhagavatam, nature of the Godhead, which is added to other planets. So I request you that this moment, Krishna consciousness, especially in your country, is meant for giving a peace in touch to your present position. Don't take it otherwise. We are all educated students and girls and boys. I request you, try to understand what is this Krishna consciousness moment and take it very seriously. You will be happy, and because people of other countries are following your progress. So, if you take this Krishna consciousness movement seriously and rightly, the whole face of the world will change. It will return into spiritual world. Of course, you do not expect that everyone will accept this philosophy. But if 1% of the population of the whole world accept this, that's not going to be spiritual, the Bhagavad Gita says that if some principled man accepts some theory and some philosophy, how that follows. So, we have got our center here. I request to all students to try to understand this Krishna consciousness moment and unify it. And the purificatory process is very simple. We are simply chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, my request, my second request to you all, that you are very nicely dressed. Please try to understand this philosophy. Make your life very happy in this way, in this life or on the next life.